Your friend of the family, WFRN. It's Melanie taking you through the midday with my special guests in the house. I'm so excited to have a team from the Farm Place. Farmplace.org is where you want to go right now. I'm here with Sarah Clarkson. She is the vice president, and Sarah's been a foster mom, so we're going to chat with her. Elvis, you had the opportunity, if you tuned in just a couple minutes ago, to hear his story of foster care and moved into adoption and how really animals played a big role in that. And that's kind of what we're talking about with the Farm Place. And then I want you to hear from Kyle. We have not heard from Kyle yet. So Kyle Phillip, you are a board member with the Farm Place. And how did this come to be? Why did you find this an important piece that you wanted to be connected with?
Yeah. So I'm from the town of LaGrange, born and raised. And the last 7 or 8 years, I've actually been employed there as a licensed therapist. Mm-hmm. So from my perspective, I see on a daily basis the kiddos and the parents that are in the system of foster care and DCS, and we're attempting to for reunification. Mm-hmm. And the challenges that they run into in the community with sometimes there's a lack of resources to help these families. Mm-hmm. And I've known several people just from being in LaGrange that are on the board of the Farm Place and had the wonderful opportunity of being approached to learn more about it. And then I was encouraged and asked to if I could join the board. And so it's been about 3 years or so that I've been a part of the board to try and help complete this project and get it up and running.
And so when we talk about the project, can you describe quickly like what the Farm Place actually is? Because it's just two beautiful pieces, in my opinion, coming together to help all the kids in the area and their families.
Yeah. Yeah. Great point. So initially, there's two major pieces, a home, a foster home, mm-hmm. and then what we're calling the animal companionship center. So it's a barn facility. So the house has been raised and completed for many years, mm-hmm. and we have foster children who've been in and out of there. Close to 80 to 100 children have benefited from that. We have people that are licensed that permanently live in the home. So mm-hmm. it's a permanently open home just for foster care.
Okay.
And then adjacent to that on the same property is the barn animal companionship center. And that's what we still need to complete. Mm-hmm. But the end vision is animals, horses. We're not sure the full gamut yet of animals, but safe space for visitations, skills building, possibly therapy, community meetings, mm-hmm. Right there near the center of town in LaGrange. Mm-hmm. So a one large property that serves the community and these families.
And Sarah, you are a foster mom. You've been a foster mom before.
Yes.
What does this mean to you to have this kind of center, this safe place for the kids in the house that's already there, and then to watch the barn as it comes to life and bridge these two together to bring some security?
I look at the barn as something that could have been extremely helpful to the foster kids that I've had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Often visits can be in just a room like a conference room or at the library, and it's not a super private space.
Sure.
Or it's a small room and gets really cramped if you have multiple kids, parents, social workers, like visit supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
It gets really overwhelming for everyone quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a space where it can give them a little dignity and being able to care for their families in a more comfortable space for a short time while they're having visitations, and it'll be a more calm space for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they can it'll just be
they can be themselves.
Yes.
They can. I feel like everybody would just be able to breathe instead of sometimes when you're in like a conference room setting or it's like you're like all caught up and like nervous. I feel
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, mm-hmm. it's going to give people, whether it's the kids or the parents, the opportunity just to breathe, relax, be themselves, have conversation, and not get uptight and worried about everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So farmplace.org is what we're talking about. You guys have an event coming up that we can be a part of, and this is going to help bring the final touches to the barn. So let's talk about October 17th. Mark it on your calendar.
October 17th, yeah, in LaGrange County Fairgrounds, we'll be hosting our annual dinner and auction.
Mm-hmm.
We spend many months and years talking to our local partners for donations for items. We've had trips and kayaks and concert tickets and power tools and generators. We've had all kinds of things.
An RV.
In the past. An RV last year. So Tickets are available. You can message our Facebook page at the Farm Place or their website, farmplace.org. Send us a message. Get a ticket. Come out to Lake LaGrange County Fairgrounds October 17th for, I believe, we're doing a spaghetti dinner and then a live auction to help us continue to raise funds, because we are going to continue to do this debt-free. So as we receive donations is when this different portions of the building project will be completed. So we'd really appreciate any help from the community.
Absolutely. October 17th, mark your calendar for that. You're going to want to be a part of it. I was looking at the website, and the number of children in need for foster care in our communities was staggering to me. Can you speak into that? I mean, it's just like, what? I didn't realize it.
The number is significant. And, you know, we've been hurt last several years from substance use and other waves of substances that have come through the area. That was a big starting point for the Farm Place in 2016, 2017. And the number continues to rise, especially through COVID, unfortunately, with the number of children who have been placed in the foster care system. And then also, there just aren't as many licensed in-home foster care providers that people might think. If you don't really dig in or work in this side of the industry, you don't think about it. So we definitely are lacking in north central or north eastern side of the state. And this home has provided significant help within our county and the surrounding counties. But as we continue to open up the center and the barn, the annual companionship center, our long-term vision is hope that this becomes kind of a little bit of a beacon for this corner of the state. A lot of agencies can use it, and then who knows where we could take it or grow it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's farmplace.org. Your opportunity to get involved is on the website. You can donate there if you want to. Learn more about the auction. Tell us once again, Sarah, the different ways that we can connect. It's through farmplace.org.
Yes, and our Facebook page is The Farm Place.
Okay. Is there a phone number anyone can call to connect with, or is the website and the Facebook page, those are the best places?
Those are the best ways to contact us at the moment.
Absolutely. I highly, highly, highly recommend that you go to farmplace.org and just read about everything and get involved. And I want to give a shout out to Shipshawana Visitors Bureau. They are a cheerful giver here with WFRN and just gave us all the opportunity to get together and to learn about Farm Place. So once again, farmplace.org, and to Sarah and Kyle and Elvis, I want to say thank you so much for joining us in the studio. Absolutely. October 17th, remember, that's the day. That's when you're going to want to get together and have some fun and, you know, auction and raise money. So October 17th, and once again, farmplace.org.